1 Samuel chapter 15. Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts says. I have carefully noted all that Amalek did to Israel, how he opposed Israel along the way when they came up out of Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy everything that they have. Do not spare them. Kill both men and women, children and babies, oxen, sheep, camels, and donkeys." So Saul summoned the troops and numbered them in Telaim. There were 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah. Saul came to the city of Amalek and set an ambush in the valley. Then Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, leave, get away from the Amalekites, or I might destroy you with them, for you showed kindness to all the Israelites when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites withdrew from the Amalekites. Then Saul struck down the Amalekites from Havilah as far as Shur to the east of Egypt. He captured Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, but totally destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, the best of the sheep, oxen, fat calves, lambs, and everything that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was despised and worthless they totally destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, "I regret that I ever made Saul king, for he has turned away from following me and has not carried out what I told him to do." Samuel was angry, and he cried out to the Lord all night. Samuel got up early the next morning to meet Saul, and Samuel was told, "Saul has gone to Carmel, where he set up a monument for himself, and turned and went down to Gilgal." When Samuel came to Saul, Saul said to him, "May the Lord bless you. I have carried out the command of the Lord." Then Samuel replied, "What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of cattle that I hear?" Saul answered, "They brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and cattle in order to sacrifice to the Lord your God. The rest we totally destroyed." Then Samuel said to Saul, "Stop, I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night." Saul replied, "Tell me." Samuel said, "Although you were once little in your own sight, were you not made leader of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel. The Lord sent you on a mission and said, 'Go, totally destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they have been consumed.' Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? But you rushed for the plunder, and what was evil in the sight of the Lord?" But Saul objected to Samuel, "I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I went on a mission that the Lord sent me, and I brought back Agag, the king of Amalek, and have totally destroyed the Amalekites." But the troops took some of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. But Samuel said, "Does the Lord delight as much in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Look, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as bad as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as bad as the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." Then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have disobeyed the command of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sin and go back with me so that I may worship the Lord." But Samuel said to Saul, "I will not go back with you, since you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." As Samuel turned to leave, Saul grabbed hold of the hem of his robe and tore it. Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you this day, and has given it to one of your neighbors, who is better than you. the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind. Then Saul pleaded, I have sinned, but please honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel, and come back with me that I may worship the Lord your God. So Samuel went back with Saul, and Saul worshipped the Lord. Then Samuel said, Bring Agag, king of the Amalekites, here to me. So Agag came to him full of hope, thinking, Surely the bitterness of death is past. Samuel declared, As your sword has made women childless, so your mother will be childless among women. Samuel hacked Agag into pieces before the Lord at Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his home at Gibeah of Saul. Samuel never saw Saul again until the day of his death, although Samuel did mourn for Saul. But the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel.